I'm Sharon Jett and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk about what you are choosing, really, because I want to say this: whatever you are not changing, you're choosing to accept. So what does that mean? So if you're sitting there going, I'm not earning enough money in my business, and you're not doing anything to change it, then you're choosing to have not enough money in your business. Let me say that again. So if you're sitting there not having enough money in your business and you're not doing anything to change it, then you're choosing to not have enough money in your business. So what do you need to do? Well, firstly, people come to me and go, I didn't choose this. I didn't choose to have no money. You know, I'm doing things, you know, in my business. And I go, that's great. But you did choose it. You attract what you're thinking. So you may have some negative thought patterns around, I'm not good enough. You know, I can't make money. I can't do it. Sharon does it, but I can't. You know, she's different. I'm different. Different areas. I hear that a lot. Oh, you're on the Gold Coast. I'm in a country town. You know, stop that crap. Stop that's happening in your thought patterns. Because I always say, when shit is happening in your life or your business, look within, because we try to blame the environment outwards. We look within and go, how can I be better? Which brings me to my next point, is be a problem solver. And I'm not saying to attract problems, but there will be challenges come up all the time in business, as in life. And so you've got to find the solution for each circumstance. And if you're not earning enough money in your business, then find the solution. Go searching for the solution and how you can make more money. And you might go, oh yeah, well, everyone told me to, you know, post on Facebook and I've been doing that. Well, that's not the solution, because you didn't get the outcome. Find the solution for you that works best for you in your business, and for you personally. Because I always say, which is my third point, there is always a way. And I have this hanging on my fridge at home, because I want to be constantly reminded that it doesn't matter what challenge I come up against, there is always a way for me to find a solution to overcome that challenge, to fix it, to change it, or whatever needs to be done. But I'm always letting myself know that there is always a way. I don't just sit and not change something, because then I know that I'm choosing something that I don't want. So what is it in your life and your business that you are actually choosing? Is it not earning enough money, not having enough clients, not having enough credibility? Well, then you may need to go and upskill, do some more learning. I run an event, Grow Your Coaching Biz, for people who want to become amazing coaches. You spend 3 days with me and it absolutely changes your business. I've had people attend that event where it's doubled, tripled their business within weeks. And what, you know, they found the solution. They went searching and they went, right, I'm going to this event. I'm taking 3 days out of my life because I know this will change, and I'm no longer choosing not to have any money, not to have any clients, and the life that they've always dreamed about. There is always a way. When you come to my events, it doesn't matter what challenges you've had in your business, we overcome them in the room. We'll brainstorm them, we'll hot seat them, we'll do what we need to do to make sure you're over those challenges. And everybody that comes to my Grow Your Coaching Biz walks away with clients immediately. We do that. I ensure that happens. So you're on your way from that one event. So the link will be around this video somewhere. So they're my 3 points. Yes, you are choosing what the challenge is if you're not doing anything to change it. Become a problem solver, because you really need to be finding those solutions for the challenges. And remember, there's always a way. There is always a way. So I'm Sharon Jett. Thank you for listening to my video today. If you find this video is of value, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. And we'll talk very soon.